Hello.
Hi. Hello, this is Beth. Who's this?
This is Brenda.
Brenda, nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Nice to hear yours as well.
Wonderful. Wow, right on the dot. I'm going to get started in a moment or two.
Okay.
And I'm not really sure how many people will be joining us today, but that's fine.
Okay.
I have a lot of great information that I want to share. So people will hear it now, or people will hear it in the recording.
Okay, great, great. And this is an hour-long session?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. I probably won't be able to stay on, but I can hear it again, right?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Definitely, definitely. So just going to give it another minute and let things kind of sit quietly for a moment.
Okay.
Unless you had any questions to start off with about the Writer's Adventure Guide.
No.
Did you get a chance to look at the report at writersadventureguide.com?
No, I did not.
No worries.
Pardon?
I'm going to be basically stating all of that material orally, so when you look at it through reading, you'll have another form of input.
Good, good. Thank you. Because I kind of just went through it very quickly and did not realize that there was something for me to prepare myself with.
Just to be aware of the material, this call is set up to give people a chance to ask any questions they have about Writer's Adventure Guide or, in fact, any of the programs that I have going on.
Okay, I got it. All right, thanks.
Sure. So I'm going to just go ahead and get started. This call is offered by Beth Barani and Barani Consulting. And I'm Beth Barani, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you how you can write your book in 2009. And I've created a system that I call the Writer's Adventure Guide that I'm going to highlight today. I think systems and structure are inherent to all things we do, and it's indeed very true with writing a complex project like a book. And so my system or method, I feel, gives an organic structure for you to do that. So I will be taking questions periodically and will go through my material in a way that I hope will support you in your book writing project. So before I go on, I'd like to just share a little bit about me. I was a struggling writer for many years and always yearning to write fiction from a pretty young age, but just dabbled in it. Nothing went anywhere, and I was pretty much too afraid to really commit to writing a novel. I had no clue how to go about it, how to start, what that project entailed. So in the meantime, I wrote short nonfiction and worked off and on as a journalist and a freelance writer. And then about 10 years ago, I finally got the courage up to start a novel, and it took me 5 years to finish that novel. So through the course of that book and three other manuscripts, fiction manuscripts I've written, I've organically developed a system to help me write my books, and that's the system that I'd like to share with you guys today. So the Writer's Adventure Guide, some people have asked me, well, why the Writer's Adventure? How can writing be an adventure? And I chose the word adventure partly because the writer's journey had already been taken. It's the title of a fabulous book, The Writer's Journey by Christopher Vogler. Anybody who's writing fiction or screenplay, definitely should check it out. It's fabulous. And so I associate adventures with fun. And to me, my brand of fun may look different than other people's brand of fun. Some people go whitewater rafting or jump out of airplanes. I create worlds, and I write them down. So I find that extremely rewarding, and how I make meaning for myself in my world, which I think is the role of all art. And I didn't make that up. I learned that from one of my mentors, Eric Mizell, who talks a lot about creativity coaching and kind of spearheaded the movement on creativity coaching, which is what my training is in. So with my interest in fiction and my interest in teaching, and then I got certified as a creativity coach, I felt like I was able to synthesize a lot of my experience and create this method. Another question I've been asked is if this method will work for people who are writing nonfiction. And it works especially well, like, of course, for fiction and for creative nonfiction and memoirs. Creative nonfiction uses the tools of fiction, storytelling in some way to talk about a subject. So any type of book where storytelling is involved, this method is definitely works well. Some people ask, is it worth using this method with technical books, like a thesis or a business book? And honestly, I don't know, so I encourage you to try it and let me know how it goes, because I'd love to hear back. So just for people listening to this on replay, copies of the material that I will be going over is available for free at writersadventureguide.com. You need to give your name and email, and you will have access to the reports that I'm going over today. So I'm just going to pause for a moment here and see if we have any questions. Okay, I will go right along. I have designated 12 stages of the writer's adventure, and I will be going over those 12 stages today. And I've also designated 9 writer's archetypes, which come into play, and you'll see how in a moment. So stage one. Oh, I should back up for a moment and just say that the Writer's Adventure Guide is based on Joseph Campbell's work, the Hero's Journey work, and his book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. I haven't actually read his whole book all the way through, but I have read The Writer's Journey, which takes Joseph Campbell's work and directly applies it to storytelling. So stage one. Stage one is important, as all the stages are, and stages 1 through 4 encompass what I call the preparation phase. The preparation phase of writing a book is often overlooked sometimes, and it can really support what is the writing. You need to prepare before you go on an adventure. So stage one I call start from where you are. In The Hero's Journey, it's called Ordinary World. And this is where I really recommend writers take the time to take an assessment of who they are as a writer. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your habits? What's your aptitude? Where does your talent lie? Where does your skill lie? And where is your enthusiasm? So for each stage, I've recommended an action step that you can take. And what I recommend for stage one is that you write for 20 minutes answering these questions that I just posed. And in support of knowing who you are, which I think is deeply important if you want to be a writer, is also looking at yourself through the lens of an archetype. What I did was take standard Tarot major arcana archetypes and combine them with my knowledge and experience and created 9 writer archetypes. So as I go through these 9 writer archetypes right now, think about where you fit in, what you're attracted to in these 9 archetypes, and which archetype do you not want to be. So number 1 is the writer. And the keywords of the writer are creative, valiant, intuitive, lusty, willing to do the hard work. So when you're seated in the writer archetype, you show up for the work, willing to face its challenges with courage and focus. Now, every archetype also has its shadow component, so sometimes we are sitting more in the shadow component of this archetype. In that case, the writer, in its shadow form, only thinks about writing, but does not write. So number 2, the teacher. The teacher is a mentor, motivational, can be spiritual, and tends to be very balanced. When acting from the teacher archetype, you model discipline, you guide and encourage others to write in their truth and mastery, you write to teach, or you desire to have a teacher, a writing mentor in your life. However, when the teacher sits in the shadow form, they often instruct based on secondhand knowledge or fake knowledge and understanding. Number 3, the editor. The editor is clear-eyed, perfectionist, thick-skinned, and a destroyer. editor holds the story above the words and will cut and rearrange and rewrite to serve the story's greater purpose. In its shadow form, the editor archetype criticizes and attempts to change everything and everyone but his or her own writing. Number four, the comic. The comic can also be seen as a trickster, a risk-taker, rejuvenating, and independent. If you're sitting in the comic archetype, you're not afraid to tell it like it is. In the shadow form, the comic is a heckler, a plagiarizer, and may sometimes act like the victim or an orphan. Number five, the master communicator. Also known as the magician, flexible, brilliant, dual nature, and deeply listening. The master communicator also is known as the sorcerer, wizard, shaman, or alchemist, and can operate in any communication realm he or she chooses. But in its shadow form, the master communicator uses his or her talents in a purely self-serving manner, with no regard to the power he or she wields or its effect on others. Number six, the apprentice, also an initiate, studious, disciplined, striving. When you're acting from the apprentice archetype, you write to practice and learn your art and craft, even if the end result may only be for you or your teacher, or both. But in its shadow form, the apprentice shirks his or her assignments and doesn't honor his or her purpose as the apprentice. Number seven, the partner. Collaborator, mirroring, sharing, listening. When you notice the need to get feedback in your writing, especially in the early stages, you're acting on the partner archetype. However, in its shadow form, the partner asks for advice but is never changed by the conversation. Number eight, the thinker, also seen as the hermit, scholar, philosopher, sage, wise man, or woman, tends to be centered, truth-seeking, and often solitary. When you act from the thinker archetype, you're willing to write to complete unfinished business from the past or to deeply examine meaning. However, in the shadow form, the thinker avoids being with the self, can't distinguish between the self and other, or is stuck in analysis paralysis. And lastly, number nine, the bouncer. The bouncer I see as a threshold guardian, an initiator, mysterious, often experienced. When you embody the bouncer archetype, you are crossing into a deeper awareness where you confront fears, the shadow self, and you have the opportunity to distinguish reality from illusion in your writing and in your creative process. But in its shadow form, the bouncer stays forever on the threshold without advancing, or only advances to stay in the dark and never learns to trust the heart. So these are the nine writer archetypes that I invite you to examine as you are on stage one, where you start from where you are. So stage two is the call to adventure. In stories, it's often the inciting incident, the spark. In stage two, this is a good time to determine what you want to write, who it's for, what genre, what length, and what are your 5 to 10 main points. So I invite you, as your action step for stage two, to write in list form what your book is about, who it's for, and what you are trying to say. This is your adventure. This is you focusing in on that one project you're going to work on. Stage three is called, but I can't write the book because, and it's the refusal of the call. This is the stage where instead of just stopping because you're afraid, you actually take a moment to face your fears, any negative self-talk, any resistance, whatever complaints you have or distractions, or procrastination, or lack of inspiration, motivation, a clear goal, or support, or self-esteem, or a team, or a mentor, or anything. You address these, and my action step for you is to journal write why you can't write. To sit down and face your inner critic, interview him or her, and really state what you want and what you don't want. This is a chance for you to really embrace your fears and really get clear on what they are. This is the one stage that I think is missed by a lot of writers, and we need to really understand who we are also through our fears, and sometimes the legitimate and sometimes we make them up. So stage four, and the last stage of the preparation phase, is what I call it takes a village. And in traditional stories, it's often called meeting with a mentor. This is where you examine how the people around you support your writing process, whether it's a teacher, a guide, a class, a workshop, a book, or some other tool. You can choose and organize the support you need to move forward and write your book. So your action step for stage four is to really ask support from a friend that you trust, someone who will give you feedback and supportive critique even while you're writing. It's important to understand that we write not just for ourselves, but for others. So this is where you can start to build your community. So stage one would start from where you are. Stage two is call to adventure. Stage three is, but I can't write the book because. And stage four is, it takes a village. Those are the four stages of the preparation phase. And before I go on, I will pause and see if we have any questions. Okay, so now we're entering the writing phase, which are stages 5 through 8. And this is where you are going to do the work. So stage 5 I call commit to action. In traditional hero's journeys, it's called crossing the first threshold. So this is what you use, what you've learned in stages 1 through 4, the preparation phase, to start writing regularly with commitment. I say that once you start, you really can't go back to the part where you weren't writing a book and you didn't know how. Once you start, you are started on a book. You can't deny that. And the action step I suggest you take is that you track your writing in a spreadsheet or on your calendar, and you give yourself some kind of reward for every day that you write. Stage 6. This is where this is what I call writing your book. The adventure is real, and so are the obstacles. In traditional stories and the hero's journey, it's called tests, allies, and enemies. So in stage 6, you learn how to write your book by doing. You face your inner and outer challenges that become progressively difficult, like finding the time, finding the space, and finding the energy. In this stage, you also rally support from your allies, and you do what it takes to write regularly. In this stage, I recommend as your action step that you focus on one thing to improve either your writing space or your writing schedule, whether that means rearranging your office or writing in a different location or writing at a different time of day or for a different length of time. Stage 7, this is called rest and assess. And in traditional hero's journey, it's called approach to the inmost cave. Sometimes you've been writing for a while and you need to take a break. This is a good time to assess what you've written and to really recognize it. You may be really tired or you may be a little bit stuck. It's a good time to just take a moment and reaffirm your motivation and to continue writing. As an action step, I recommend that you clarify your deep motivation for writing and to not quit and to keep going. Stage 8, the challenge is to finish the book, called The Ordeal in the Hero's Journey. There is usually some point in the book writing process where it gets really, really hard, and moving forward means facing something that you are afraid of. So whether it's the blank page or actually finishing the product, finishing the book, or some kind of internal critic or even outside influences, this is a moment where you have the opportunity to confront and overcome that dragon. So my action step to you is to visualize facing whatever it is you fear, and I call it a dragon, not because dragons are to be feared, but culturally we've used dragons to represent this big thing that we fear, and your job is to make friends with it. So spend 20 minutes daydreaming about facing your dragon, and ask your dragon what you can learn from it. And what can you take out of the cave through this conversation and bring back to your writing? So that's stages 5 through 8, the writing phase in the writer's adventure. I'm going to pause now and see if we have any questions.
I do have a question on this one.
Yes.
I got that you said, you know, as you begin to develop regular writing, to also give yourself a reward each day that you complete the writing. What kind of rewards are you do you suggest?
That's a great question. For me, sometimes it's just the deep satisfaction of noticing, wow, today I actually wrote 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And noting that gives me a deep satisfaction.
Okay, great.
And you may come up with some other ones, and you let us know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Sure. Great question. So now we're entering the final phase of the writer's adventure, what I call the finishing phase, stages 9 through 12. So stage 9 is what I call, you did it, a finished first draft. This has traditionally been called the reward. The reward for you here is having written your book. You are a writer. Time to celebrate. Not many people can say they have written a book. Your action for this stage is to do a happy dance, is to celebrate, is to take the time to acknowledge to yourself and your community that you have completed a book. Stage 10, writing is rewriting. This is where you can decide what to do with your book, traditionally called the road back. You can decide, you know, I've written this book, do I want to publish it? And if so, how much do I want to change it? So you need to know what your publishing goals are so you can figure out how much work you want to do on your book. So the action step here is to make a decision. Do I stop here or do I ready my book for publication? I declare there's no wrong answer, only the answer that's right for you right now. Stage 11, transforming your book. This is where I am. It's often called resurrection. You think you're done with your book, but you're not. It needs to be reworked, rewritten, or edited, and it's not fun. You must face the work of a writer, revisioning and rewriting. Ha ha ha. I'm laughing at myself. This is often a very challenging stage of the book, and because I'm working on a book for publication, I'm willing to do the work. An action step for you is to edit, rewrite, and read through, and repeat until there are no more changes. This is where a critique group can come into play, or an editor of some kind who can really help you deeply rework and revision your work. And then stage 12, the final stage, is called a polished book. You have finally completed your book, and this is the stage in the hero's journey called Return to Community with the Gift. You may be shopping it around to be published, preparing it for publication, or even preparing to self-publish. This is also where you start to look to the next adventure. So in this stage, the final stage, I recommend my action step to you is to start, is to market this book while you start thinking of the next book and just notice the new changes. Notice who you are and how you're different from who you started out to be. So that is the writer's adventure, these 12 stages. And I hope that they are useful to you. And I'll just pause a moment and see if we have any questions, and then I'll continue. So I want to thank you very much for listening in. And there are some questions that people posted to me that I wanted to answer. Someone asked me when I will have the physical workbook and CDs available because they don't like digital downloads. And I can totally understand. Right now the e-course comes to you in 12 emails once a week, and the link sends you to a password-protected site where you can download that week's MP3s and the PDF workbook. The MP3s are about 5 to 10 minutes long, and the workbook is about 10 to 15 pages long each week. So to answer your question, I plan to have a hard copy version of this whole course available in spring 2009. So another person asked me how much time would they have to spend on the e-course every week. Well, I recommend that you spend about 30 minutes to an hour per week on the course itself. And then because it's meant to be done in conjunction with you writing a book, I recommend that you spend at least 15 to 20 minutes a day on your book. And of course, more is better. Another person wrote me that she said, I've never written a book before, but I've always wanted to. Is this course right for me? Well, it's a great question, and I say that depends on your level of motivation, enthusiasm, and willingness to show up and do the work. Remember, if you only wrote a page a day, you could write a 365-page book in a year. So those are some of the questions I received. I do want to encourage you to take a look at writersadventureguide.com. I'm offering the e-course currently and have a mastermind group coming at the end of January. Please check out writersadventureguide.com and see if my course is right for you. I just want to let you know that my mastermind group starting at the end of January is over the phone, 2 hours a month, with email support and intimate setting. I'm only taking up to 12 people. I'm also offering an in-person 12-month group for my Writer's Adventure Guide program. And if you're local to the East Bay in the San Francisco Bay Area, please do contact me if you're interested. I only have room for 8 people. And then I also want to let you know that these offerings are the only offerings I'll be giving on the Writer's Adventure Guide directly through me in 2009 at this time. So I invite you to check it out and see if it's right for you. So I will pause a moment here and see if we have any last questions. I do appreciate and thank everyone for showing up today or for listening on the podcast, and I